This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, April 1st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Cesar Chavez lionized in legislature. Trump readies tariffs. Rollins on trade support timing. Dems celebrate labor wins for Cesar Chavez Day. With the state holiday Monday, lawmakers honored Cesar Chavez with reflections on the union leader's activism for farm workers and with calls to do more. As chair of the Latino Caucus, Assemblymember Liz Ortega of Hayward ticked through a list of recent labor wins for farm workers, from indoor heat illness protections to ag overtime and card check. Last year, Ortega, a longtime labor leader, shot down an attempt to reform the law on overtime pay. Democrats on both houses lauded Chavez for fighting against white supremacy for his indigenous ancestry and for joining in solidarity with Jewish, LGBTQ, and Filipino activists. Padilla looks to preserve farmworker historical sites. A new House bill would create a new historical site in commemoration of Cesar Chavez and farm worker movement of the 60s and 70s. The Farm Worker Movement National Historic Park would incorporate California landmarks like Cesar E. Chavez National Monument and McDonnell Hall on the campus of Our Lady of Guadalupe Church in San Jose and the Arizona-based Santa Rita Center. The bill would also establish a National Historic Trail study for the 300-mile march route taken by farm workers between Delano and Sacramento in 1966. Senator Alex Padilla of California co-authored the measure with Representative Raul Ruiz of California. The 2025 almond outlook faces uncertainty. With uneven weather patterns, reduced inputs, and bee shortages, there is increasing uncertainty about almond yields this year, a Terrain report shows. Specialty crop analyst Matt Wolf suggests the market confirms the prediction as prices remain steady during the 2025 bloom. Liberation Day could come early. President Donald Trump says that his reciprocal tariffs could land earlier than expected. He told reporters yesterday that the new duties could drop as soon as tonight, but he added, Wednesday is the likely deadline. The administration will impose new duties on trade partners that impose higher tariffs than the U.S., Trump said. He suggested, though, that the U.S. tariff rates could be lower than theirs. Whatever they charge us, we charge them, but we're being nicer than they were, the president said. Trump said that he would show even more leniency to countries that have not, quote, made a fortune off the U.S. He did not elaborate on what he meant by that. The ones that haven't, we're going to be very nice to them, he said. Take note, senior trade officials from China, South Korea, and Japan met Sunday for the first time in 5 years to discuss economic and trade cooperation. The president dismissed concerns that his tariffs might drive U.S. allies to deepen ties to China. The president said, quote, I'm not worried about that. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Rollins, timing of trade support rollout depends on April 2nd tariffs. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says the timeline for providing support for farmers impacted by tariff retaliation, well, that depends on what the president unveils this week. During one of several stops in Iowa yesterday, Rollins said she hopes a compensation package for farmers similar to what they got in Trump's first term won't be needed. She said, quote, My hope and prayer and goal is that we don't have to use those again, that in fact these tariff renegotiations will be so positive on the front end for our farmers and our ranchers and our ag community. Now take note, some in the ag sector want the rollout of trade support to accompany any tariffs announced tomorrow to dampen any anxieties over sweeping new duties. Ag researchers told to avoid certain words like ethanol and water conservation. A memo to Agricultural Research Service staff directs them to remove dozens of problematic words and terms from agreements apparently subject to a funding freeze. In addition to words such as queer, trans, equitable, and inclusion, the memo includes some less obvious entries, terms such as safe drinking water, water treatment, water conservation, non-point source pollution, and PFAS. There are more words: biofuel, biogas, clean energy, biomethane, ethanol, and aviation fuel. The memo, leaked to activist group More Perfect Union, does not specify the agreement subject to the deletions, but it says they are now subject to a moratorium and must be revised to comply with Trump administration executive orders. USDA spokespeople did not respond to a request for comment. Senate GOP to push through budget blueprint. Senate Republicans are preparing to trigger the budget reconciliation process by pushing through a final budget resolution. Leaving Senate Majority Leader John Thune's office late yesterday, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma told reporters the plan is to release the resolution tomorrow. The final vote would fall on Friday or Saturday, he said. Spending cuts won't dip below $1.5 trillion, but the target is $2 trillion, Mullen said. The instructions for committees, quote, will be a little vague and the Senate limited in what they could instruct, he continued. By the way, Senator John Thune of South Dakota seemed less confident of the timeline, telling reporters it would come up maybe later this week. Thune told colleagues the budget resolution will, quote, lay the groundwork for legislation to make the 2017 tax relief permanent, secure the border, unleash American energy, and provide for our nation's defense. Here's today's final word. Hopefully, our farmers and our ag community won't be hurt, at least in the short term, by these decisions. But if they are, the president's commitment is the same today as it was 5 or 6 years ago, and we at USDA and our partners across Congress and in Washington will work around the clock to ensure that we have the programs in place to do what we did the last time with the CCC. That Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins in Iowa yesterday discussing the potential use of the Commodity Credit Corporation to compensate farmers hurt by retaliatory tariffs. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, April 1st, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.